college radio DJs during the 90s. Hosts Keith and Steve helped expose bands like Nirvana, Pavement, and PJ Harvey. They went to shows, interviewed musicians, and reviewed albums for various zines and papers. They worked security at concerts and once even did load in for Phish. Now they're dads. Whether you want to explore lesser-known music or take a trip down memory lane, tune in to the New Dad Rock. Join hosts Keith and Steve as they navigate the ages together, sharing their love of music across various eras and genres. Always well-intentioned, often well-informed, seldom boring, the New Dad Rock will expand your mind.
Welcome to another episode of the New Dad Rock. Hey, Keith, we've got a special surprise this week. Do you know that? You know this, right? We have a surprise?
I mean, I know it, but our fans don't know it.
Yeah, so if you ever read the bio, and you know, even repeated every episode in the bumper at the beginning, Keith and I were college radio DJs at 89.3 WGSU, and we have with us tonight a special guest who was a fellow DJ at said 89.3 WGSU. Ella, we used to call her Ella Franklin, but
she has Ella, a new welcome. Name.
I have a new name. Hi, everybody. I'm now Ella Leitner, but everything these guys say is true. At least mostly true.
Mostly true. Hi, Ella.
Hi. So good to talk to you
How
guys.
How are you?
This is fun.
Totally. And she's an expert in yacht rockology. Yacht. Do you have a degree in that?
I have a PhD in yacht rockism. It's probably more useful than my minor in scatology. So, you know.
How long have you been in school for this? Or how long did you have to study to get this degree in yacht rock?
I think I've always been a disciple of the genre before I even knew that the genre existed.
We should define what yacht rock is all of our dear listeners. Not everyone knows what yacht rock is.
Oh, for sure.
As intuitive
for sure.
as the name may be.
Let me badger the witness. All right.
Do I need a lawyer present?
No, probably not. But you can plead the fifth if you must. All right. Steve has no idea. And I've learned all this in the last 24 hours. But Ella, when did yacht rock start? Oh, I'm sorry. When did it get named?
So it got named around 15 years ago by these web comedian dudes in California.
Steve does not know any of this. That's why this is going to be amazing. Keep going.
So are we going to give Steve a yacht rock education here? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, no, literally like go Wikipedia.
So yacht rock was a term that was coined by these web comedians based in California approximately 15 years ago. And it was a way to define a genre of music that's easy breezy, California vibe, smooth, a little bit of jazz, you know, soul influence. Picture Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates, Toto hanging out on Ted Turner's imaginary yacht, or maybe not so imaginary, talking about their forlorn, lost opportunities with a woman or a boat, lots of sea influences. But it's really the music of our childhood. It's, you know, 1970s, mid-70s to mid-80s. There are some people like the guys who invented the term that have a very specific definition of what yacht rock is. But I say yacht rock is if it makes you happy and it, you know, creates a mood for you, then and it makes you feel smooth, then that's yacht rock.
I think that make you happy part is very evident because all these songs, like everything works out in the end. You find your love, you stay together, you make it through the night, you hold hands, you go sailing away. Everything seems to work out in the end. Like there is gas in the car.
There is. It's a lovely feeling. If only it were true. If only it mimicked real life.
Oh my God.
And it's funny because the era that it came out in was like the end of the 70s and the early 80s. So you have like this really gloomy time economically in America and around the world. You know, you think of England in the early 80s, pretty grimy there, and some good music came out of that. And in the early 80s, you had, the shift rightward with Reagan and Reaganomics, and, you know, there was a lot of youth against fascism there. And this was, I think at the time, they called it corporate rock, didn't they?
I think corporate rock...
I did not come across that.
Or I would say soft rock or AM gold.
Yeah, soft rock. Yeah.
AOR rock.
AOR, or which is that album of record or is that arena? It's somewhere in between the two.
Is it album oriented rock or adult oriented rock?
Or is it
adult,
both?
Adult, probably. Mm. Oh, you guys have a repertoire, a rapport, even a way to rap together. Hey, I saw the Yacht Rock review. About a month, in August? No, July. Late July in Philadelphia.
I was there.
What?
I was in Philly, and I went backstage with them. There's a whole story there.
You were in Philly in July at the Yacht Rock Review.
I sure was, front and center. I can send you pics and video. I was at the rail.
Oh my God, I was there, my brother-in-law. So I just moved back to Philadelphia with my wife, who's from the South Jersey area.
Okay.
After living in San Francisco for 25 years.
Okay.
And her brother bought yachts. Like, he doesn't go to anything, and he bought Yacht Rock Review tickets.
That's hilarious, and I wish I had known, because I would have loved to have seen you and meet up.
So, did you get into Yacht Rock because you knew this band, or did you get into Yacht Rock and then discover this band?
I got into Yacht Rock probably about... I can tell you exactly when I got into Yacht Rock.
Oh my God, amazing.
I can give you the exact history. I got into Yacht Rock before I knew it was Yacht Rock. I have a 13 and a 15-year-old, and probably right in the middle of their ages. So I would say 14 years ago is when I got into Yacht Rock, before I knew Yacht Rock Review existed. But I think if you think back to our college history and how much you may or may not remember me, you know, I'm the child of immigrants who emigrated here in 1979. So the sweet spot of the Yacht Rock years. And it kind of taught me everything I know about American culture. And so I think in my adult life, I have reformed my indie alternative girl ways and have gotten back to the mood and the mining the zeitgeist of my early years of living in America. That's what got me into Yacht Rock.
Did you really hear that music then? Like, did your parents play that music on the radio?
Hell no.
It was ubiquitous, though. It was just what was on the airwaves.
Yeah. It was like the Billboard Top 40. It was disco and Yacht Rock before we knew what Yacht Rock was.
Well, let's go to the source. I think we should come up with who are the main titans of Yacht Rock, if you will, and maybe a definition of what it is.
He wants to know the progenitors.
Yeah.
Progenitors.
So if someone didn't know what Yacht Rock was, you would say, name like a handful of bands or artists that would encompass Yacht Rock.
I would say it's the holy trinity of the also known as the Yacht Father, Michael McDonald. So let's take apart the Doobie Brothers, and we'll start with Michael McDonald as the holy disciple. But from there, I'd say Christopher Cross, Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates, Toto, Steely Dan, and anything in between. So the session musician concept of playing in each other's bands, we can have Venn diagram from there.
Who was the guy that did Dreamweaver? Is that Yacht Rock?
I think we're in a long time period there.
Dreamweaver! I can't believe I came back.
Your voice is pretty good, though.
I mean, you've got a good Yacht Rock voice. Let's put it out there.
Yeah, but
I think
who did Dreamweaver?
In Yacht Rock, right?
I mean, that's Gary Wright, and he definitely is... related to the Yacht Rock canon, but I would say that's not what I'd consider a classic Yacht Rock song.
Okay. Totally.
All right.
And
so are there rules that make something a classic Yacht Rock song?
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Oh, you know this, Keith?
No, I know there's rules. Ella's going to tell us.
I think if you ask the creators of the term, they would tell you that there aren't necessarily rules, but they're Yacht Rock elements. And somewhere I saw maybe on their podcast or their website, they've defined 18 of them. I mean, they're pretty clever. They all relate to a concept of Yacht Rock, but I don't know that the average Yacht Rock fan is as schooled about these 18 elements and really considers them the gospel.
We'll put a link to these 18 elements in the show notes, but can you highlight or break it down to like three or four elements?
I think, yeah, I'd be happy.
At least in your mind, your definition?
I think for me, it's got to have bounce. So what they would call the doobie bounce. You got to have a bounce. You got to play a beat. You've got to have rests. You've got to have certain instrumentals. The sax solo.
Major keys, right? Everything's in a major key.
That's right. Major key is a part of it. A certain sensibility. So there are themes that are carried over time and time again from the classic Yacht Rock song. But I think for me, it's the sax solo. Think about Baker Street. I mean, that song.
It really is.
The chorus of that song is a sax solo. So there's a lot to unpack there, but you can't have a good Yacht Rock song without a good sax solo.
And the best sax solo of all time is in The Lost Boys. The guys on the boardwalk when they're at the Malibu boardwalk there. That's not Malibu. What is it? Is it Malibu?
Dude, I literally never saw Lost Boys.
What?
I know. It's the one movie. I'm sorry. I know. I'm going to watch it with my boys soon. What's the appropriate age to watch it with your kids?
You can watch it.
Now. Now is the appropriate age. I take my kids to horror movies.
Yeah. My kids don't like... They rebel against me. They have their own views on things. Surprisingly. And one of those views is I don't think they like Yacht Rock.
What?
Dude, I'm not trying to like Yacht Rock at all either.
My kids are cool. My daughter's 15. My son is 13. They're cool. They have good taste in music. I'll give them that.
Do they like Yacht Rock?
They do not. Well, okay. I'm gonna send you guys.
Well, I don't either. No, I'm
so they
I'm
have
with
good
them.
Taste in music.
I'll send you a clip of my daughter putting it this way. She likes the music. She hates the lifestyle. She's not into the cheesy.
What does that even mean?
Well, she doesn't. She's like the outfits are awful. The stupid captain's hats. The boat drinks. I could do without. But musically, it's a talented, tight group of musicians. So she gets that. My son is stuck in the 80s, so this is his jam. This is what he plays. It's his banger and his jam.
Well, we did a recent episode on Halloween playlists, and yeah. One of the songs that I would definitely put on there is "It's Magic, You Can Do Anything."
Oh, total Yacht Rock.
You desire. That's
why
totally
is it Yacht Rock?
And
why?
I think Yacht Rock is. Initially, I thought it was against the ethos of the new dad rock, which is getting away from the classic, the overplayed. But at the same time, some of the deeper cuts, and, you know, there are hundreds of Yacht Rock songs, and you know all of them. And
she
I would
does.
Sprinkle a few in throughout a playlist, you know, legitimately, because they break it up, and I love the sweet and the sour, and this is clearly the sweet in a playlist. And... You know, I guess there's an ironic element to it, too. So, Ella, in your Yacht Rock fandom, is any of it irony or is it pure? Is it?
I think it's probably, I mean, I think it's 75% irony. I think you have to have a good laugh about it. I mean, do people really think they're going to write a personal ad? What the hell even is a personal ad in today's world? And then meet their wife as the result of that personal ad while drinking pina coladas at the dunes of the Cape.
But then at the end, it turns out it is his wife. He has an affair with his own wife.
That's the exact irony of it. I mean, who does that? But it's a lovely escapist kind of song. You've got to have a good laugh about it. It makes people feel good.
I guess we need more of that. I mean, obviously, the success of Ted Lasso is evidence of that.
In real life,
oh my God.
Ted Lasso's wife leaves him for Harry Styles. Totally Yacht Rock, according to me.
Yacht Wait, rock. Harry Styles Harry is Styles Yacht Rock?
Completely.
Harry Styles is definitely Yacht Rock.
Completely Yacht Rock.
No. Wait. The new Yacht Rock.
Well, the new Yacht
Listen
Rock,
to
the new
as
Harry
it
Styles.
Was. Listen to Harry Styles as it was. It's like... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It sounds like Aha a little bit.
That's like a good thesis. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So Harry Styles is interesting because I know a lot of moms that like Harry Styles. I mean, I don't know that there's
cute.
A term such as mom rock. I'm sure there is, and it's like soccer mommy or something.
We've got to start
like
it.
Moms dig Harry Styles.
I'm a mom who digs Harry Styles. No shame in that.
Yeah. Kristen's seen him twice in concert. All right, so I don't know if we've answered this question. Are there a couple guidelines or rules to yacht rock?
There are.
Like it, I guess we said it. We said it's the major keys, the probably saxophone. There's the bounce. We talked about the bounce.
There's also the production quality factor. So it's very stylized.
Yeah, that's
well
high.
Produced. Yeah. The music is arranged
very
well.
Clean.
Steely Dan, dude.
Steely Dan.
I hate Steely Dan.
You know, jazz.
Steely Dan. Well, Steely Dan. Michael McDonald does backing vocals on a lot of Steely
Dan
songs.
Oh, yeah, dude. Doobie Brothers, totally.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I feel like it's... I don't know.
It's horrible.
I feel like there's... I think everyone has a favorite yacht rock band.
Oh, I believe that. Or no, a yacht rock song. Everyone has a favorite yacht rock song.
I don't know. Do I have a favorite yacht rock song? I ask myself this. I don't know. I could probably give you my top 10 canon of yacht rock songs, but to pick one yacht rock song is really tough.
Wait, well, I'm sorry.
Let's go for it. We love the list. Wait, this would be like the desert island yacht rock. Like you're on a desert island and you, because your yacht crashed and you only
yeah,
have
your yacht
rock.
Crashed.
What are totally. The 10 yacht rock desert island
songs? That's amazing.
Songs.
Wow. This is
well played.
Wow, I have to give you 10 yacht rock songs.
Well, you just said you could. I mean, I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No, you just have to give your top 5 to 15.
Okay. Like, name some. How about any that you can think of right now on the spot? Like,
I can.
Yeah. What's your favorite yacht rock review set list? What's your favorite yacht rock review set list?
I'm gonna rattle off the top of my head my favorite yacht rock song. So let's see, "Sailing," Arthur's theme. So there's two Christopher Crosses right there. I'm gonna go with my Steely Dan and give you my old school "Peg." And Kit Charlemagne for the wild card.
Everyone has a favorite yacht rock band. Steely Dan is my favorite yacht rock band.
Respect. I like
is
it.
Is it?
I mean, if
what
I...
What about Toto?
Well, yeah, if I go over to Toto, I mean, my 13-year-old son is obsessed with Africa. It's been his favorite song probably for 5 years. He plays
what
it
What about Rosanna? Is that yacht rock?
It's totally yacht rock.
Doesn't seem like yacht rock.
It's totally yacht rock.
It's more yacht rock than Africa, dude. Of course.
I agree.
It actually got a 95.75 Yachtsky score.
Rosanna. Yeah.
I agree. And but I think we gotta go a little bit like into deeper cuts of Toto. Let's go into 99, the song that nobody listens to, but I love it. I'll be over.
Yeah,
you.
Now you're talking new dad rock talk. Like the deep cuts.
The
That's
deep
what
cuts.
We love on the new dad.
Yeah, the B sides deep cuts. We need to go there, right? So hold the line.
Hey, what's the most yacht rock song based on the people who created yacht rock? I'll give you 3 guesses.
Oh, I would say they're going to go in the direction of What a Fool Believes.
Oh, that's 100% Yachtsky. That's what they call it. They have
Yachtsy?
A website called Yacht or Not.
Yachtsy.
Woo. Yeah, Yachtsky. Yeah, 100%. You're down number 1. All right, okay. So you're so good at this. If you go to Yacht or Not, it's spelled funny. Like an N in front of yacht for not. So it's yachtornot.com. Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes is number 1.
Nice.
1978, 100% across the 4 creators or the 4 hosts of Beyond Yacht Rock.
I would have
Rock.
Said Sailing by Christopher Cross.
That was going to be my second guess. That would be
awesome. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's number 9 based on theirs.
Number All 9? Right.
Number 9. All right, here, yeah, guess 2 or 3 more. You mentioned Rosanna, which is number 8, or number wow. 7.
I would say
Peg. You probably mentioned others.
I'm going with Steely Dan Peg.
Wow. No, Steely Dan first appears at FM, like 12 or so.
Wow.
Africa, but Toto is like 14.
Well, we yeah. haven't...
Well, Peg is like 17 or 18. Yeah, yeah.
We haven't talked about the log man, Kenny Loggins. There's got to be...
Oh, my God. Number 2, number 4, number 6.
No.
Yeah, you nailed it. Kenny
no.
Loggins.
Is there Hall & Oates, who would be my second favorite yacht rock band after Steely
Dan? No, Hall & Oates doesn't appear until... Oh, my God. Like, it's. I haven't seen one yet. I'm at like 60 or 70.
That's because Hall & Oates is legit, dude.
Totally.
You can't make fun of Hall & Oates. I mean, you can make
I
fun
agree.
Of
well,
Oates'
you can,
mustache
but not for
a little
their...
bit, but come on.
Like, not for their yacht rockiness.
The blue-eyed soul, man.
Yeah.
Blue-eyed soul, that's what they are.
Philadelphia pride.
Dude,
They're the top
Philadelphia?
Blue-Eyed Soul band out of Philly, and Ween is number two, Philly Blue-Eyed Soul.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Yeah, so listen, Hall & Oates actually credits the Yacht Rock series for creating a resurgence in their music. And it's true, I remember this resurgence, I didn't know why, but apparently it was because of the Yacht Rock web series.
I thought it was because Hall & Oates is legit.
Yeah, no, this is based on the four people who created Yacht Rock. So again, it's four guys filming, or maybe three and a fourth friend they added later. But like basically they're filming a web series, they're making fun of this whole genre. It becomes Yacht Rock.
So Yacht Rock, have you got? Have you spent a lot of time on a yacht? Like, have you gone on a yacht?
You want the true story? I've been on a yacht once, and it was this summer. And it was a Sirius XM listener event to, I guess, launch the channel for the summer. And you can guess who the two performers on the boat were.
Yacht Michael Rock McConnell and Kenny Loggins.
You got one, Kenny Loggins. And Mr. Christopher Cross. So it was a total
of, wow, they that's legit.
It's legit. So that's really my only time on what would be considered a yacht of sorts.
Yacht Rock is older brother rock.
Yeah, that's exactly
to me,
right.
It's not the new dad rock. Yacht Rock is older brother rock. And Steely 100%. Dan, I found out from Steely Dan through my older brother.
Wait, you have an older brother?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, Ella, thank you for joining the new Dad Rock.
Hey, new Dad Rock, thanks for having me. This has been great.
Anyway, thank you for listening to the new Dad Rock. I'm going to hit stop on this because...
I mean, stop, too.